a person who was doing a family favor was asked to film the wedding of a relative.
Uh-huh.
And being the videographer and the photographer in the family said, I would like to do that for you.
Right.
But what do you do before you shoot a wedding? You make sure that you've got enough space on your SD cards.
Yes.
Because you're shooting on your DSLR in this case, or maybe a hand camera, and you realize that I don't want to run out of space. So what do? We get on Amazon, we get on eBay, and we find a card that has a lot of space that's not going to break the bank.
Right.
And then we go and we shoot the wedding.
In its entirety?
In its entirety. And then what happens if that SD card doesn't work? Taking it one step further, what happens if that SD card is fake?
Then you hope people took pictures on their cell phone.
Exactly. You've probably got everybody in the congregation holding their cell phone, and it probably takes pretty good video these days.
Yeah.
But getting that footage and making it stable, it's probably not going to be the same quality. That's
for sure. That is a heartbreak.
Yeah. How does it happen, right?
Well, I can imagine it happens with trust. Right? It happens with trust and lack of experience. Like, I would just order an SD card.
Because you see a great deal and you know a great deal when you see one.
Right. I just scroll through the comments, like the first four or five, and I'm like, other people like this, I'll buy it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so like, and I'm telling the real truth about
sure.
who I am, right? Like, I will impulse buy without asking you first.
Okay.
I should ask you.
No, you don't need to ask me, but tonight we're going to look at some of the red flags that we can look for.
Okay.
In this particular scenario of buying an SD card, and of course it transcends a lot of different things. Now, taking your approach of looking at the first few comments and things like that, the first few reviews, looking at the star rating, the problem that we run into with that is that we get a lot of pop-up fly-by-night stores
right.
selling on eBay and selling on Amazon that I have only been around for a couple of weeks, so there's red flag number one.
Right.
But they get other people that are part of their scam
right.
to rate and comment on the products that they're selling.
Right.
Okay? So backing up a little bit, what is a fake micro SD card? So it's not that it's fake in that it's not actually an SD card. No, it is an SD card. But what they do is they'll print on it that it is a certain capacity, even though it is not. So in the case of our wedding videographer, they were shooting on a 256 gigabyte micro SD card. I'm going to bring up Amazon here, and I'm going to do just a quick search like you might do for a micro SD card in that capacity. So 256 gigabyte micro SD. And here on Amazon, so know that this is not about Amazon being untrustworthy. This is that we as consumers need to realize that when we're shopping online especially, we have to be the quality control in a lot of ways. So
right.
we have to watch for red flags. We have to be careful. And it's not Amazon's fault. It's not eBay's fault. This is the nature of the world that we live in, where sites like these allow other people to sell products through their service. Okay.
Right.
So in this case, unfortunately, it was fake. And I'm going to talk to you a little bit about that in just a moment. So first thing that we see is SanDisk comes up, and SanDisks are, in this capacity, 200 gigs is $69.50 Canadian. There's a 256 gig, which is what we're looking at. It's $105.61. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing that we know is that the first couple that come up are in around the $100 range. Okay? If we keep going through the list, we're going to see that the cheapest one in that capacity, now here's a Samsung here for $117. And so we start to think, whoa, these are really expensive. So what other options are there? So let's sort from low to high price. And whoa, lo and behold, ladies and gentlemen, a 256 gigabyte card for just $9.99 Canadian, which for those of you in America, that's about $3. Okay. So red flag number two. Not possible. Okay? So just so you know, not possible. Let's look at this card itself. Looking at the picture of the card, we notice it's not Kingston, it's not SanDisk, it's not Transcend, it's not PNY. It's not any brand that we can recognize whatsoever.
No.
When this first went up, it had 4 or 5 stars. It's starting to go down as people start ordering it. Let's look at some of these reviews. And we can see that, okay, first one. I used this in my phone for the weekend, transferred files onto it, and then it corrupted everything. Think about that for just a second. Just hold that in the back of your mind. It worked fine. So you plug this in, and it's working fine. Now, for our videographer, they plugged it into their camera, and of course, like anybody would do, they shot a couple of videos around the house, they tested it, it's working great. Yes, I got a deal at $999 for a 256 gigabyte card.
Right.
Jumping back to the profile, let's see what else we can find about it here. So there's nothing really about the brand or what it is. If I highlight over top of the seller, we can see that they have a high rating, so that's good. Oh, this is compare offers. No, that's not the seller either. So that's not even the seller. So a little bit deceiving. A little bit deceiving, right? Because that is a different offer from a different seller. So looking at this, of course, we see it is extremely cheap.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a legitimate card, and it does actually physically look like a legitimate card in person when you hold it in your hand. But we know that it's missing a couple of things. So another thing that we notice is that, okay, at this capacity, it doesn't have any markings that it's like UHS, ultra high speed, which it most likely would at this capacity, but certainly no brand name is offered. So my red flag, my biggest red flag with this one and why I would move on is that it's too good to be true.
Okay. Right.
So then we think, but I can buy this. I'll take that risk. It's only $10, and Amazon allows me to return things if they're not good. If it doesn't work, if I have a problem with this card, I can send it back.
Right.
Okay. Because the card itself, to my pocketbook, is only worth $10.
Right.
What is that wedding video worth to you?
Yeah. Okay. It's everything.
What are the photos that you take on your phone worth to you? Those things are priceless in a lot of times. Those things are priceless. You can't replace them. You can't, the case of a wedding and pictures of the family, you can't retake them.
Right.
Right. So what happened here? So this is an example of a very, very likely fake card on Amazon. Having ordered this card and shooting video, as I said, it worked. The first review said, at first I started transferring files to it, so it worked.
Right.
But then all of a sudden, it corrupted the data. Because the card itself, now I physically had this in my hand, and I plugged it into my Linux machine, and I ran it against F-Disk, and I did a little bit of math. The card showed that it was 256 gigabytes. According to the report from F-Disk, it's a 256 gigabyte card. Now, looking a little bit closer at the sector count of that card and doing a little bit of math and figuring out what the card really is physically, not what the file system is telling me it is, the card was 2.4 gigabytes. Okay. How does that happen? So a malicious party has manufactured cards that are 2 gigabytes in capacity.
Right.
They've relabeled them as 256 gigs. They've actually connected them to a system that has overwritten the file tables to make it look to your system, to your camera, to your computer, as though it is 256 gigs. Everything that you see about this card shows you that it's 256 gigs.
Right.
As you start working with it, as you film video on this card, it works. Until you hit 2.4 gigs. And then it keeps working because your camera still says, this is a 256 gig card. That's what the card says it is in the file table, in the file system table. And it keeps recording. But where's the data going? Into the abyss of nothingness. And so then, having shot all that video on this card, plugging it into the computer after the event and realizing I only have 2.4 gigabytes of video and everything else is lost. The file system says that they're there because remember the file allocation table is only a reference. It's like it's a list of all the files that are currently on the card. So the file allocation table tells Windows when you plug it in, or your MacBook when you plug it in, or your Linux machine when you plug it in, here's a list of all the videos you took. Here they are, a whole bunch of MOV files, and they amount to 100 gigs. But you try to click on one, and then the file allocation table looks for the data on the card, can't find it, and spews out either an error message or just a bunch of garbled video.
Oh.
Because the data itself doesn't exist.
Was anything salvageable?
No. In this particular case, not at all. The test videos before the wedding were salvageable. Not what they're looking for.
No.
So we have to watch for red flags. Again, this isn't a problem caused by Amazon.
No.
It's the nature of purchasing from any vendor like Amazon. Think of Amazon. We've used the example. You use the example of calling them a mall.
Right.
You walk into the mall and you don't automatically trust every little kiosk in that mall just because they're in a mall that you trust.
Mm-hmm.
Because the kiosk is really the person who's selling this product, and did they even manufacture it? Who knows? The company that's selling it may think they've got a real great deal on 256 gig cards.
Right. And then
maybe they don't know any better.
But
the fact is, in this particular case, the cards were fake. And as you can see on my screen, a $10 256 gigabyte, not megabyte, gigabyte card is not a real SD card.
So it's best to just spend more money and go with a brand you know and trust.
Absolutely.
Like Kingston.
Yeah. Exactly like I said. Right. Look for the brand.
You know.
In this particular case, because we're looking at SD cards.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're looking at Kingston. We're looking at SanDisk. We're looking at Samsung. And even then, they can be rebranded too.
Right.
So it's a danger. So, you know, how do you possibly know if you're safe? It's like you got to buy from legitimate sellers. Watch out for that price, because if it seems too good to be true, maybe it is.
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't just SD cards, but this is a good example. We really need to be careful what we buy. We ran into it on the news.
Right. There was a smoke detector,
carbon monoxide detector. Yeah.
Right? And, I mean, really, in truth, if you press the test button makes a noise, you think, oh, this thing works.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't hold it up to something with carbon monoxide spewing out of it to see if it would go.
And now you think you would, but who would?
Yeah.
Who has ever created a fan-dangled carbon monoxide box to hook up to the exhaust pipe of their car when they bought a new carbon monoxide detector? We don't do that.
You press the test button, you see, okay, it's making a noise, you plug it into your wall, and Bob's your uncle, right?
Unless they're fake.
Exactly.
Which was the case, again, on Amazon.
Exactly.
On eBay, on various other sites that were selling that product.
Yeah. So.
So I hope that through this that you understand that we need to be smart consumers. We need to be careful where we're purchasing from, the products that we're buying. And certainly if you're going to be shooting something, like in a case of like a wedding or shooting something like that, I always have multiple SD cards handy, and I always test them first. I will actually, you know what? Here's a good test for you. Put it in your camera and push record and let it run for 4 hours.
Right.
See what happens. If you're not sure, like if you've got an SD card and maybe you've got a couple on hand and I don't even know, maybe one of these is fake. Why not just run it through a record process for as long as you will ever need to record for?
So just fill it right up.
Yeah.
And see.
And then watch back the video and just skim it over and just make sure that everything's good. And then you'll know whether or not that card is good. And there are other, you know, smart ways to test it using DDE and things like that, but not very intuitive from a user standpoint. So you know what? Plug it into your camera, press record, let it record for as long as it can hold, and then check it back and see before you actually need that card whether or not it's good.